This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As we study Daniel chapter 6, we're reminded that Daniel faced his lion's den. But do we try to avoid ours? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If there was ever a man who had a legitimate excuse to neglect or abandon his regular prayer practice, it was Daniel. All the leaders of the kingdom consulted together to establish a royal decree that people caught praying to anyone but the king should be cast into the den of lions. And Darius the king signed it. And then in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, we read this remarkable statement. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows were open toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. I am sure you and I would have been tempted to abandon our prayers for the 30-day period while the decree was in effect and hope that God would understand. But Daniel was a man of prayer and a man of faith. So he prayed and left the consequences to God. And the consequences, by the way, were quite predictable. Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. The king was unable to reverse his own decree and was anxious to know how Daniel had fared during his night with the lions. So he went to the den early in the morning and called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" But Daniel said, "O king, live forever." Now, folks, that's victory. That's going through a terrible ordeal and coming out on top. And why did Daniel come out on top? The Bible says it was because he believed in his God. You know, most of us spend our lives trying to avoid the kind of circumstances in which we might be able to bring the greatest glory to God. Without the lion's den, how much would we know about Daniel? I know a Christian worker named Jesse Miller who went through the terrible ordeal of the Bataan Death March during World War II. It wasn't the kind of thing a person would choose to do, but this man has shared many times how God has used that experience in his own life and opened doors of witness through it. If you're facing a lion's den today, then dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose bold. Dare to make it known. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We encourage you to write for a free copy of Going On with Christ. This booklet is designed to help you grow in your Christian faith as you study and memorize 8 key Bible verses. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a book that changed Daniel's life and can change yours as well. From Daniel chapter 7 through 12 on Daily Discipleship.